and affiliated companies.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I'm so excited about the show today, but first things first, actually the temperature deal's pretty easy. Basically, if you drew a line from Enid to Lawton down to the Red River, everything west of there, including the eastern Texas Panhandles, you guys are just all in the mid-50s, and actually Hollis and Mangum, you're at 58, so it's going to be a nice day. A little bit of wind going on, but that's all right. Hey, I'll take this over that other stuff. Well, on the show with me right now, she's on the telephone from out in eastern Oklahoma, is Megan Langley. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I've been building the hype about you for a couple of weeks now, so Megan, tell everybody who you are first. Let's see who Megan is first.
Okay, well, I'm Megan Langley. My husband Kyle and I, we own and operate a Simmons breeder farm here in Adair County. We have two little girls that we're raising here on the farm, Kylie and Macy. They're 8 and 5, and you know, with this snowstorm, they've been helping us gather eggs, so they're making pretty good farm hands so far.
So how many eggs do you guys gather a day?
Right now, we're probably getting around 16,000 a day, but in peak, we'll get over 20,000 a day.
That's just crazy. I guess I'm just going to have to come over there and visit your operation and see how that works. That's a lot of eggs.
It is a lot of eggs. It's just pretty neat to see how it all works.
Right. Well, here lately, in the last month or so, a lot of news going on over there in your area. Let's see, what two counties are Otoka, and what's the other county?
It's Adair and Delaware.
Oh, not Otoka. Yeah, Adair and Delaware. There's a lot going on over there because of the poultry litter deal, the poultry farmers, the Illinois River, even things into Arkansas. And you know, most of the media, you know, they only take a couple minutes to tell about stories. But what caught my attention, I was paying attention to it, but it wasn't raising a flag with me. But then all of a sudden, three, four weeks ago at the American Farm Bureau meeting out in California, it was brought up about this deal and Attorney General Drummond, and then all of a sudden Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association had their thing here a few weeks ago also. And so there's more to the story, so I'm just gonna let you start how this story started, what, 23 years ago?
Yes, so it was originally filed back in 2005, but it kind of started even before that. There was the Uchi-Spavinaw watershed, which Lake Uchi is where City of Tulsa gets their drinking water. So there was a lawsuit up there with the poultry. And then back in the, 70s, 80s, 90s here in Adair County, a lot of these farms were commercial layer and commercial pullet farms. So they had liquid litter. That liquid litter, it's pretty potent. You know, it stinks. Something awful. But since then, we have changed and we don't have the liquid litter, but that's kind of where it got started. Was, early 2000s, people were complaining that, this, when they spread this liquid litter, it stinks till it rains, it lingers.
Right.
So there was people filing complaints. My father-in-law was actually one of the first ones subpoenaed in this lawsuit. He was cleaning out, he had a dairy, and he was cleaning out two separate Tyson farms and spreading their litter, because, for the hay fields. So they saw him spreading the litter. He was an applicator, and he got subpoenaed. And, basically they just kept asking him, well, what's Tyson telling you to do with the litter? And he said, well, Tyson's not telling me to do anything with it. It's mine. I bought it. And that's kind of where it got started. started was kind of with the liquid litter. And then, you know, all those houses went there. They were getting older. They started building houses that are like mine, which we don't have the liquid litter. So it's a completely different setup than what we had back then.
Right. So everything's changed since this all started, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so just so people can understand, you know, you guys have a contract with Tyson or whoever. There's, what, a half a dozen different poultry processors out there. So these houses are yours. You're paying for them. And that litter is yours, correct?
Yes, it says in our contract that the litter is ours, and it is our responsibility to clean it out, you know, ship it out, spread it on our fields, whatever we're going to do, that's our responsibility.
Right. So 20-some years ago when this lawsuit come up, tell us what the lawsuit was about.
So the lawsuit was about polluting the Illinois River, pollution in the Illinois River watershed. But, you know, so many things have changed since then, and Judge Frizzell has not taken any of that into account, what we have done since then. Nobody's arguing that since this whole thing started, yes, there were probably some changes that need to be made, you know, as far as how close to the river you can spread or how close to a creek you can spread, having a nutrient management plan on your farm that shows, you know, where you can and can't spread. Soil samples to make sure you're not putting too much or too little, litter samples, you know, that we have to turn in with that. So we have made changes, but with this current ruling that he came out with, he did not take any of that into consideration.
I wonder why. Does anybody know?
Nobody knows that I have talked to.
Right. And that's the thing that's puzzled me.
Yeah, it's concerning because there is so much information. You know, people think that we just go dump this litter, but, you know, broiler litter is, you know, there's a pretty good market for the broiler litter. It's worth a lot. Those folks are not just going to go dump that in a creek somewhere because they can sell it.
Right.
You know, so there is a lot of misinformation out there, which is kind of why I started on this journey, whatever you want to call it. Just kind of share our side of the story and share that we have changed the way things have been done, you know, and we are trying to improve things.
Okay, so this lawsuit, the lawsuit was about the poultry farmers. What was going in the Illinois River Basin? Was it nitrates? Was it phosphorus? What were they registering?
The main thing that we hear is phosphorus.
Okay.
That's the main thing that we hear a lot is phosphorus. But, you know, phosphorus can come from leaves, you know, people not burning their leaves off. That can wash down, you know, different things. And look, the growth in northwest Arkansas, I mean, that's where the Illinois River starts. I mean, there is so much runoff from there that I don't think they've taken into consideration.
Yeah, because there's, what did I hear? Maybe it was from you. Is there three major cities that actually, once their sewer is treated, is released into the Illinois River?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. That's what I thought.
Bentville, Springdale, Siloam Springs. I mean, all those, Rogers, you know, those are some pretty big towns that have had a lot of growth in the last 20 years.
Right. Okay. So 20 years ago, there was a lawsuit. And so, what was the verdict? What had to be done?
Well, they never really ruled on the lawsuit from 20 years ago. There was, you know, I mean, they put into place the nutrient management plans, the soil testing, the litter testing. But for 20 years, it's just kind of set there as far as, you know, who's liable. Is there anything else they need to change? It's just kind of been up in the air. And, you know, since we built our chicken houses in 2015, every time someone brings up the lawsuit, you know, we just keep hearing, well, it'll blow over. It always does. Nothing ever comes about it. Just basically, let's just not talk about it and hope people forget about it.
Okay. So, but since then, since the lawsuit was brought up, the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture and you guys have all been working in hand in hand, if I read a lot of the stories right.
Yes, that's where those nutrient management plans come in. You know, the soil testing, litter testing, we have to have all that.
Right.
And turn that into the state.
So, in other words, without being forced to, you guys have been doing it on your own, basically.
Yes.
Right. All right. So, if I remember right, listening to some of the stuff that was out at the American Farm Bureau, there's two or three different types of chicken litter. You got your broiler. What else you got?
You've got broiler, you've got breeder, and then you have pullets. But then you also have, like, you get into the organic layers, the red hens.
Right.
That's a totally different side that I don't know a lot about, but I have a friend who does, so I go to him with all my questions. But in our, where we're at with Simmons and Tyson, yes, there's broiler litter, pullet litter, and the breeder litter.
And one's more powerful than the other because of what? The feed content, I guess?
Yeah, and the broiler litter, you know, it sets in the houses longer probably than ours because they don't clean them out to the floor every time their chickens go out like we do. Our breeder house, we have to clean all the litter out completely to the floor every time, so which is about every 10 months.
Right. And so the litter that you have at your farm, it's still good fertilizer, I'm guessing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it's great fertilizer. You know, my father-in-law has used it for years, and it's cheaper than commercial fertilizer, which that's not regulated, and that's something else that I think needs to be brought up. If we can't spread our own litter and we have to buy commercial fertilizer, there's no regulations on that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one or the other. And so, yeah. So we're at our first break. Megan, if you guys just tuning in, I got Megan Langley on here from over in northeastern Oklahoma. We're talking about the poultry chicken or the litter deal that's been going on in the Illinois River, and the thing that Attorney General Drummond has all of a sudden it's making big news here in the last month or so. But I wanted you guys to hear it from somebody who's not a politician and actually a rancher and raises chickens. How many eggs you say? 16,000-20,000 eggs a day?
Yep.
So I guess you know what a chicken is then, right? Okay. Well, today is the Stockman's Vet Clinic Happy Hour. We're going to take a Stockman's Vet break. We'll be right back in a few minutes, and we're going to continue this conversation with Megan.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weight, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op Gym at 720 South Main in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. That's Farmers Union Co-op Gym, 720 South Main in Elk City, 580-225-0191.
Thank you just doesn't seem to be enough. There are lots of places to buy cars and lots of places to have them serviced. We are really humbled by the trust you placed in us at Barber Dyson Ford last year. We don't take it for granted. You're the reason we had a terrific 2025. It was all because of you, and thank you for that. If you need us in 2026, we'll still be in the northeast part of Elk City and online at BarberDysonFord.net. We'd be honored to serve you this year.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Life gets a lot easier when you've got the tools to handle the cold, like generators, because losing power is not an option. Propane heaters and portable heaters keep you warm and working. Heated jackets and vests keep your core warm. Gloves for your vehicle, anti-freezing wiper fluid, battery charger, engine starters, flashlights, rechargeable hand warmers, WeatherTech floor mats to protect your floorboard, D-Gel diesel, scrapers, and de-icer. You know who's got all this. Napa Auto Parts in Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 19th. 2,179 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 462 brought 575. 7 at 517 brought 500. 16 at 612 brought 425. 4 at 621 brought 412.50. 27 at 771 brought 359. 20 at 930 brought 327.50. 7 head of heifers at 456 brought 425. 6 at 533 brought 435. 8 at 613 brought 365. 46 at 681 brought 355. 15 at 776 brought 330. 9 at 858 brought 310. Butcher cows were 40 to 174. Butcher bulls 134 to 85. Bred cows were 1900 to 3000. Pairs brought 2550 to 2850. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's do the Central Crop Care out of Hobart. Grain market update real quick. Kansas City wheat, March 533, down 2. Wheat from Chicago, March 528, up a quarter. Corn, March 428, up 2.5. Soybeans for March, 1066, up 6. Soybean oil, March 538, up 1.18, and soybean meal, March is 292.20, down 230, and let's see what cattle are doing. I have a feeling that the feeders are going to be 370 here today or tomorrow, which is crazy. Okay, live cattle, February 239.40, up 122. April's up 122, also at 240.75. Feeders for March, 367.52, up 117. April is 365.67, up 150. And that is your Central Crop Care grain update, market update. Megan Langley is on the phone with me from Eastern Oklahoma, and we're talking about chickens today. And we're talking about all the information's going on. I'm trying to get let you guys know that there's just more to it than a lawsuit about 20 years ago and all this stuff. And Megan's been going over with that with me. Megan, just to make a paint a clearer picture on chicken farming over in your area, one of those houses like you have, did you tell me cost $1.5 million?
Probably right now, that would be about what it would cost to build right now, yes.
Okay, so you guys, and Tyson, none of the people are paying for it. You guys are under contract to supply them with so many eggs and all the other stuff. Okay, so you make a contract with them, and if I remember right in yours and my conversation, $1.5 million, it takes, what, 15 years to pay one off? Is this correct?
Right, and that's for one house, and
yes.
Houses like ours, we have two. So we have two that are connected with a hallway in between them.
Okay.
600-foot houses.
Okay, so you do these contracts with one of the companies. Who do you guys do, Tyson, or who do you guys do?
When we built them, we built for Tyson, and then about 4 years ago, we switched over to Simmons. So
okay.
We're with Simmons.
Okay, so, but these contracts, it's not like, they call you on Monday, February 1st and say, we need the eggs by March 15th. These things are done, what, months, if not years in advance on these contracts, correct?
Yes. Yes. It takes some time, you know, to build these houses. Ours were kind of a rushed build because at the time our situation was a little different. They actually came to Kyle and asked him if he wanted to build because his dad had already had two farms and he was helping his dad take care of them. And they said, hey, we need another breeder farm. Would you build? But normally you have to be the one to go to the company. And they prefer someone with some experience, you know, who kind of knows how to take care of the chickens. You know, basically I always say we're like a glorified chicken babysitter.
Right.
They pay us to take care of their chickens, feed them, make sure they're, you know, warm and cozy, and then in the wintertime, and then cool in the summertime.
So. Right. And so the eggs you have are breeder eggs, right?
Yes, they are hatching eggs, and they go to the hatchery.
Right. And so, but all you guys do is take care of them and then send them to the hatchery, and they take care of them there, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Once they leave our farm, that's in their hands, once the eggs leave here.
So 20,000 hatching eggs a day, that's a lot of hatching. So, I'm sorry, the numbers just throw me off. I mean, I know there's a lot of stuff out there. Well, so you're under contract to do this, and then all of a sudden here, just a while back, the Attorney General brings up this. He wants to settle this lawsuit, okay? And the thing of it is, you know, I seen on one of your posts on social media that, you know, they're putting the magnifying glass on you guys, on the poultry farmers, with the chicken litter. They're not, like you said earlier in the show about commercial fertilizer. Nobody's thinking about that. Did my neighbor put down too much phosphorus and it's going to drain off into the creek and all this other stuff and eventually end up in the Illinois and not get the blame for it, but the poultry farmers are going to get the blame for it. Is that the way that I'm looking at that?
It is, but the other thing you have to remember, because I emailed the Attorney General's office to get clarification on this, this is only on litter for the defendants that are named. So this is only for Tyson litter, Simmons, Calmain, Cobb. This is just their litter. So I can go to my neighbor half a mile up the road who grows for OK Foods. I can buy his litter and spread it how I always have been. I just can't spread my own.
Right. So So the people that are growing for Tyson, Simmons, and George's and all that, they're the one that's being picked on. So I noticed that, who was it? George's is the one that settled with the Attorney General already. Is that correct?
They are working on it. It's got to go before the judge. It was supposed to go yesterday. They were supposed to have a hearing, and the judge is going to have to approve the settlement. But the Attorney General's office has asked for a 2-week delay in that. So that'll be in another 2 weeks.
So you think there's something changed since all this has come about?
I wonder why that's changed.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of when you said delayed 2 weeks. I was like, what's going on here? Okay, so how this affects you guys is say George's settles with him, and then Tyson and Cargill and all those settle with him. But then what's going to keep those companies in Oklahoma because afraid of getting a lawsuit again for something, you know, because, and then, like I said, we're talking about these contracts with you, with your chicken houses, whether they're for broilers or laying hens or, you know, the whole nine yards. If you lose them guys, who are you going to raise eggs for?
We won't.
And a lot of people are probably still owing on those houses, and that's not good for anybody, you know. I don't know, I don't want to dig into the business too deep out there where you're at, But you say, just say it takes, you got 1.5 million. I'm just using this for an example. You got 15 years to pay it off. It's $100,000 a year. And you make money with a company supplying them hatching eggs. And then you make a little money off of the fertilizer that you use to sell to whoever, you know, and it's, and then you guys got cattle also, right?
Yes, my husband and father-in-law. We have a few, but my father-in-law, he has quite a few cattle, and my husband helps him, you know, take care of those. So that's not going to make our payment for the few cows that we have.
Right, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So, man, I'm lost. I guess I'm lost here. What is it that the Attorney General is trying to do? Everything's been quiet and been working, it sound like, and then all of a sudden here it just pops up out of nowhere, and it's gonna hurt a lot of people if these companies pull out of Eastern Oklahoma.
Yes, and Tyson's already pulling their breeder contracts, or excuse me, their boiler contracts out of the Illinois River watershed. So they've already sent out some letters. If they're within 90 days, they are not renewing their contract. And those people, most of them still owe money. And Simmons, you know, that was one thing that the Attorney General sent out in the email was, you know, don't worry about losing your Tyson contract because Simmons is just going to pick them all up. Well, that's not the case at all. This takes years of planning. Simmons can't just pick up 58 boiler farms. It doesn't work like that because those eggs have to come from somewhere. Those, you know, the chicks, the eggs that go to the hatchery, once they leave our farm and they hatch them, those go to the boiler farms. So to make sure you have enough broilers, you've got to have enough breeder farms, enough pullet farms, you know, and it takes years of planning that. They can't just absorb 58 contracts overnight.
Right. Yeah, so from from where you guys are, you're the eggs, you're the start of that, you're the start of the cycle, correct?
It actually starts, so it starts at a pullet farm.
Okay.
So Simmons purchases eggs from, like right now, I'll just use them as an example, Avigen. Right now they purchase chicks from Avigen. So Avigen brings the chicks when they're just a few hours old out to a pullet farm. They're raised at that pullet farm until they're about 21 weeks old, and then they move those birds to the breeder farm like I have.
Okay.
And that's where we, you know, get the eggs and then send them to hatch to go to the boiler farm.
Right. And then, so it's not just a quick fix if you lose.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Okay.
And then this will also, you know, with Tyson pulling out that many boiler farms, this could affect Cobb. You know, Tyson gets their chicks from Cobb, you know, like Simmons right now gets theirs from some from Avigen. Well, Tyson gets theirs from Cobb. Well, that's, you know, Cobb farms that they're not going to need because there's no place for those chicks to go.
Right.
So this could potentially affect more than just 58 boiler farms.
Right. Yeah, so that's not good. I mean, it is, I don't know, I just don't know what to say with that right there. It's just, it's not a good deal, and I don't understand why all of a sudden this year, or last year, the Attorney General decides to get this settled, because you guys sounds like you've been, basically it's been fixing itself. They're monitoring the river already, and with the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, you guys got your plan. You know where to go with all this litter because, like you said at the first of the show, 20 years ago, it was liquid fertilizer.
Right.
And all that's changed now, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's changed for the better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they, you know, back then it was the caged hens and the caged pullets, but they're not, it's a completely different setup now. They're not in cages. They're running loose. They're, you know, completely different now than what we had then.
And so I guess my next question for you would be, this money that they're getting, that the attorney general's working on right now, this money is supposed to be used for cleaning the river, maintaining it ever. It's already been done, hadn't it?
Yes. So this money, there's going to be a special master appointed.
I'm glad you brought that up.
So from what I have read in the judge's ruling, this special master, the companies that are the defendants, they are going to have to put within 5 business days, I'm reading this straight from the judgment, within 5 business days of the appointment of the master, the defendants shall pay $10 million into an account designated by the office of the master to pay for salaries, benefits, costs, expenses that are associated with them performing their duties under this judgment. And any time that that account falls below $5 million, the defendant shall within 10 days replenish the account with a payment of $5 million.
This is for one master or a bunch of masters?
Well, this is going to be one master that hires however many people he sees fit to do the job.
Okay. Hold that thought right there, Megan, and we're going to take a Stockman's Vet break. We're going to come right back because we want to continue this. Be right back after this break.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Brian Bacca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
You don't set an alarm anymore. You get up whenever you feel like it. You get out of bed, drink your coffee, and eat your breakfast in a comfortable, attractive home. Today, you might even play 18 holes of golf, or meet some friends for lunch, or take a quick road trip for some shopping. All of those options are on the table. Tomorrow, you and your better half will start getting the house ready for the weekend. Your son and daughter-in-law are bringing the grandkids. You've got big plans for those little people. When you retired, you were a little worried about how you'd spend your time. But that's all you were worried about, because month after month, year after year, you had some help working a plan. I'm Brian Bacca with Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton, a block and a half south of Homeland. The website is retirewithbacca.com.
If you get ready for them, the golden years can be a time to really live.
Kent Watkins here with SE Agritech in Elk City. Are feral hogs and gophers destroying your land and crops? We have the solution. Introducing Caput Feral Hog and Gopher Bait, engineered for maximum efficiency and safety. Protect your fields and restore your property with Caput. And we sell out-of-state customers as well. Stop by and give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for all the latest updates and information.
They're expecting me to get whatever task done to a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you, we'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you. Or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? American Hose and Supply, 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's.
Or call 303-1123. 303-1123.
Why wouldn't you?
Farming is no game, but when you're at the game and have the ability to control your irrigation in the field, it's a huge game changer. Valley Irrigation is where farming meets in-zone efficiency. With AgSense remote technology, farmers become MVPs of their fields. Real-time play-by-play control means you're always ahead of the game. Score big with irrigation technology from Valley. It's technology that improves your life and lets you beat the game and be in the game. Visit Knutson Irrigation to become the MVP of your field. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. They have your infield coverage and your back.
You've got a problem, an issue, you can usually sit down and we can get it figured out while you're there. If it's something that we can't figure out right that day, it's usually within a day because everybody's accessible. If there's something that needs to be done loan-wise, we can get that ran to wherever it needs to go. Or if you just need help up front with some accounts or whatnot, I can walk you up there and introduce you to somebody and hang out with you and talk you through it. I can explain to Tammy or Tori or someone up front, hey, we've been discussing this. This is where we're at.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Megan Langley's on here with me from northeastern Oklahoma, and we're talking about the chicken litter, the Illinois River. We just, right before we go to the last break, she brought up the master and the budget of the master and all this. My first question to you, Megan, was who picks the master and what qualifies you to be a master?
Well, it says in the judgment that the defendants, I think, can pick two people, their recommendation, and I believe the attorney general can submit two people that he thinks would do the job, and then the judge has the final say of who will be the special master.
Okay. All right. So this master, its job is going to be what?
It is going to be in overseeing everything we do with our chickens and our chicken litter in the watershed.
Okay.
But a point I would want to make to anyone in the state of Oklahoma is in this judgment, it says, you know, we're going to have to give all the information of where our litter's going, where we're shipping it to, how much we're sending, all the information of the person who's purchasing it, their legal description of where they're spreading it. But it also says in here, I'm going to read this straight from the judgment, the periodic inspections, this is what the special master is going to be in charge of, the periodic inspections of each company farm, contract grower farm, or land application site shall occur as often as necessary to determine compliance and shall be conducted at least once every year. So the way I'm reading it and the way I have, you know, I've asked some others to read it, if you're in Western Oklahoma and you buy our litter, this special master can come to your place and inspect the application site and determine your compliance in spreading the litter.
And I think that's not what woke up the cattleman, wasn't it?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, I think it's great that the poultry industry and the cattle industry are talking the way they are right now. I think it's awesome. That's the way it needs to be all the time.
Right. And today it's the chickens. You know, tomorrow it's probably going to be the cattle.
Yeah.
You know, there's already some talk. There's already been some people coming out saying that the cattle wormer's getting in the water and the
tell that story. This is where I would just, I don't know if he'd have left my farm. So tell that story if you would.
Yes. Yeah, so my good friend, he had a biologist come out from a certain company that I probably shouldn't say the name
of. Yeah, right.
They said that the crawdads are small and the fish are small and there's not very many crawdads and it's the cattle wormer because the cattle wormer's getting into the creek. So if you think they're just coming after chickens, I believe the cattle will be next.
Oh, boy.
And it was also asked, you know, when Drummond came to Adair County, someone brought up the point, he sends cattle to a feedlot in western Oklahoma. Well, say the neighbor sues the feedlot for the cattle manure, is he going to be responsible since it's his cows? Is he going to be responsible for that?
Right.
Because that's, you know, it's kind of the same thing with this. So that was another point, and there was really no answer given on that when he questioned Mr. Drummond.
Well, I've got a lot of messages in here on my Fowler Agency text line, and I'm saving them for after my next break. And they're pretty much all the same, a lot of them. And so basically what's happening out there, We got a couple minutes here before I need to go to the last break. So what's happening out there 20 years ago or so, or before that, you know, liquid fertilizer was being put down from the chicken farms, and you know, they got some high phosphorus in the Illinois River Basin, which not 100% of it can be pointed at the chicken farms, but they did anyway, because you've got, even 20 years ago, Bentonville and all those places up in there, they was heavily growing then, you know, exploding wise with the deal. You've got cities dumping their treated sewer water in here. I wanted to ask you a question this earlier, and I didn't get to slip it in. So is there a bunch of poultry farms on the Arkansas side in the Illinois River Basin?
Yes, there is. And I also want to point out that I forgot to point out earlier, those treatment plants that are, you know, dumping their waste treatment water into the river, they're allowed, I think, about 30 times more phosphorus. They can put 30 times more in the river than what Oklahoma standard is. So the phosphorus level will never go down. We could shut down every poultry farm right now in the watershed, and the phosphorus is not, it's not going to go down.
Ever.
Because of what they're allowed to put in. And also, another point I forgot to make, about 90% of the litter is already being shipped out of the watershed. There's only about 10%, if that, being spread
right
in the watershed.
Is there, what is the, what's chicken fertilizer? What's it cost? What do you guys sell it for off the farm?
Well, right now we spread our own, so ours is a little different.
Right.
But I believe broiler litter, from what I've heard, it was around $18 a ton, maybe?
Right. And that's just buying bulk, and that's not applied and all that other good stuff.
Right. But,
right.
Right.
So, yeah. So cool. Megan? We're almost done. Let me take this last break, and we come back. We're probably gonna bring up some politics. Bad as I hate to. We'll be right back after the Stockman's Vet break.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough, because it's a hard world in farming. You know, in the farming market, it's. It's tough, so they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more. So go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 25th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 160 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Ellingson Progressive, DB Iconic, and LAR Man in Black. A dozen other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 25th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, quartermastercreek.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Pick the big town of Bessie, America. 58 degrees, dew point 34, humidity 39. The winds are out of the north at 14. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature 38. Sunset 6:05. Mostly sunny and 60 today. Tonight, 20% slight chance of rain showers and 32 for a low. Tomorrow, not the best day of the week, but still good, 55 degrees. Well, on the phone with me right now from Eastern Oklahoma is Megan Langley, and we're talking about the poultry litter deal, the Illinois River Basin, water contamination, the whole nine yards, and it's time for politics, Megan.
This is the part where I'll get in trouble.
the part where we'll all get in trouble. Okay, so, I mean, a quick overview is 20 years ago there was a lawsuit because of the contamination that poultry litter was supposedly putting in the Illinois River. And then 20 years later, it's brought up by our attorney general to get these things settled and off the books, basically. And that's what's happening. And you guys, along with the Department of the poultry farmers out there, is along with the help of the Department of Agriculture, Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, you already been fixing it. But you can't fix other stuff. And the chicken farmers are getting, hope that doesn't offend anybody when I say chicken farmers, but are getting the blame for it. Are there being, it's been pinpointed. Okay, so Attorney General Drummond is the one that's doing this. The settlement includes having a master to be in charge of a bunch of other people going around checking people. Basically, if I called you and I got some of your chicken litter spread out on my farm over here in western Oklahoma, those people that's working for that master can come over and check my ground if they wanted to.
That's the way I read that, yes.
Yes, that's the way I read it too. Okay, so I've had a bunch of messages here on the deal, and all of them has, why now? Well, the AG is running for governor, or fixing to anyway. And is everybody thinking over there he just wanted the spotlight on him?
Yep. That's basically what we're thinking.
And because I feel for you guys over there, because, so in those two counties that you're in over there, how many chicken houses are they? Do you know exactly how many is over there?
There's, I'd say, over 300 for sure.
Okay.
And that's probably on the low side.
Right. Yeah, so quite a few. And whether they cost $1.5 million or not, it doesn't matter. That's a lot of family farms there, and it's not like we don't have enough issues being in the farming and ranching business now with high inputs and all this other stuff, because I'm sure since COVID, you guys' inputs have gone up quite a bit with your poultry operation. Am I
right? Right. And it's not just our families that own the farms. We all have employees.
Right.
I mean, most of these farms have employees. We have four employees. Two are full time just on our, you know, small operation. So it's going to affect those folks too. You know, we have a widow that works for us. She's able to drop her kids off at school. She's able to be home before they're even off the bus. I mean, if my chicken houses go away, she's not going to have a job. And I don't know where she would go in town to find the kind of job where it allows her to be with her kids. I mean, you know, in the summertime, she brings them with her. They help her. And, you know, we're fine with that. So it's not just our family. It's a lot of families that this will affect.
Right. And then, I'm, what you guys go to town to buy or feed or any of that stuff, you know, same thing. You support local economies in whether it's a big town or a small town, it doesn't matter. Same thing, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, the poultry supply stores, I mean, the stores here, we're in a pretty small town of Westville. You know, the feed store, the Napa store, they depend on us.
Right.
And if we're not here, that, you know, there's a chance they may not be either.
Well, and then I'm sure up until this was stirred up, I don't know. I'm just sitting there going, why don't they just give the money to the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture and let the professionals handle it? But I'm sure Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur's wanting to stay the heck away from all this. I mean, I wouldn't blame her.
I wouldn't blame her.
Yeah.
Trying to run away from it.
Yes. Because one of the listeners wants to know, how in the hell is cattle wormer getting into the creek?
that's a great question that I don't know how to answer that. I wish I knew.
But that's what we're going to be dealing with these people appointed by an attorney general or a judge, and the Tyson and people like that probably know the right people to get in there to do all this. But man, I hate it for you guys because, you know, Tyson's already saying they're pulling their contracts, and that's going to hurt a certain percentage of the families and operations and towns. And, you know, if this judge or the attorney general or whoever decides to do another one, and somebody like George's or Cargill decide, all right, we're done in Oklahoma, we're pulling out, That's not cool at all.
Well, and it's actually funny you mentioned that, because George's only has one farm left in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Cargill has pulled all their contracts out of Oklahoma. They may have a few left, but they're pulling their contracts out of Oklahoma too. So, you know, you've got George's, Cargill, now Tyson. They're leaving. They're gone. We've got to get these other ones to stay.
Yeah. So this is not a good way to get them to stay. Doesn't sound like.
No, no. And, you know, Simmons has told us, you know, they're sticking with us. They're going to fight this. And I don't have a bad thing to say about Simmons at all. They have been great in fighting this. But I also understand at the end of the day, they're running a business and they can't keep getting these lawsuits and throw in $5 million to the special master whenever he decides he needs it. You know, I understand that. And I told him, I said, I wouldn't blame you if you did start pulling our contracts. You know, I wouldn't want to have to deal with the state of Oklahoma right now either on all this. But, you know, I'm hoping this will get settled and that they will want to stay and that some things will be changed in Oklahoma with a new attorney general, hopefully, you know, and make them want to stay.
Well, I mean, you know, I mentioned it earlier, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, you know, they, I guess last year somehow had, they were going to back Drumming in his run for governor. Well, man, all of a sudden that got pulled.
Yes, I was in Oklahoma.
You were there.
I was there. Yes.
That got pulled, and the OCA made it a point that we're not doing that no more. And thank you, thank you, thank you very much, OCA, for actually standing up and doing that. Not a lot of people would do that, but yeah, we don't need that. We got enough politics in our life without that.
Yeah. And it also came out today that the National Cattle and Beef Association are going to file an amicus brief, you know, supporting the poultry farmers. So they're behind us too, because I think they see the bigger picture and that they see that, you know, this was an easy target to go after the big poultry companies. But the cattle will be next.
Yeah, exactly. So, Megan, man, we took the whole hour. We probably could have took another hour. But thank you. And we wish the best of luck to you guys out there. And if there's something we can do to help you guys, you got my number. Shoot me a text and I'll share it with all the listeners.
Okay, well, I sure appreciate it. And just, you know, help us keep sharing our stories. If you see it on Facebook, share it. We need to get our stories heard. So.
Okay. Thank you. Tell everybody hi out there and good luck.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it.
It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust at Elk City.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the hottest country music on the planet.
This is KECO, Elk City.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Donald Trump is set to welcome Colombian President Gustavo Petro to the White House after a long history of trading barbs.
Last year or so, President Trump and President Petro have spent a large chunk of the time tossing insults at one another. Trump calling Petro a drug dealer and a sick man. The leftist Colombian president described Trump as an accomplice to genocide.
That's Fox's Rich Edson. The Trump administration officials say the meeting is going to focus on regional security cooperation and counter-narcotics efforts. A desperate search continues for the 84-year-old mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie.
The Los Angeles Times is reporting that investigators found blood inside Nancy Guthrie's home and that there were signs of forced entry. Fox News is working to confirm those details. The Pima County Sheriff says that there is evidence that she was taken against her will and that she was likely harmed in the process.
Fox's Alicia Acuna. America's listening to Fox News.
Thank you just doesn't seem to be enough. There are lots of places to buy cars and lots of places to have them serviced. We are really humbled by the trust you placed in us at Barber Dyson Ford last year. We don't take it for granted. You're the reason we had a terrific 2025. It was all